Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back to our radio program here on Intercom. This is Dr. Laura Murillo, President CEO of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. One of our true allies and friends here in the Harris County area has been and continues to be Adrian Garcia, who is now our commissioner, and he represents Precinct 2. As you all know, Harris County Commissioner's Court makes vital, vital decisions which impact public policy, funding, and opportunities for our region. We are so very proud that Commissioner Garcia is representing you and us in what is very important, a very important time in Harris County and in this great region. So on that note, let us welcome Commissioner Adrian Garcia. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Murillo. Honored to be on your Hispanic Chamber radio program. So thank you for having me.
Well, you've always been a true supporter of business, of entrepreneurs, of Hispanics, and of course, of Houston and Harris County overall. You've dedicated your life to service in a variety of capacities, everything from city council member to mayor pro tem, and the list goes on and on in terms of your service as a Harris County sheriff, and certainly now in a role where so many big decisions are made and so many things are happening across the county. Let's talk about some of the latest things that you particularly at Commissioner's Court have been focused on.
Wonderful. Well, listen, I tell you what, you're absolutely correct that vital decisions are being made. And let's just say that more critical and extremely vital decisions are now being made as it relates to the future of our county. You know, Harris County is the largest county in Texas, third largest in America. We have over 4 million people in Harris County proper, and then millions more in the greater Harris County area. We have the Port of Houston, which is in Precinct 2. And just to give everybody some parameters to understand what is Precinct 2, it is the far most east portion of Harris County. It includes Huffman. It goes down to Crosby, Highlands, Channelview, LaPorte, Baytown, Seabrook, Morgan's Point, El Lago, Webster, comes up to Clear Lake, Pasadena, South Houston, Galena Park, Deer Park, Jacinto City. It takes in the traditional portions of East Houston, Manchester, Magnolia, Denver Harbor, Second Ward, Northside, portions of the Heights, and then it goes up to Aldine and Atascocita. I've got 1,300,000 people that are residents of Precinct 2. And then as I started, you know, the Port of Houston, the ship channel, the petrochemical industry is a significant portion of my area of responsibility. And so one of the most critical decisions that has been made, Dr. Murillo, is when we were going through the budgeting process early this year, and I was challenging the pollution control director as to his vision and his challenges relating to pollution control. You being a product of the East Houston, you know that for years, people have complained about the quality of air in the area. People are concerned about what this may mean to their health. And then obviously there's a term that has recently been circulating called environmental injustice. And that is to make the point rather that just because you have a lot of low-income folks around the petrochemical industry, they may not have been supported with their concerns related to their air, water, or land quality. Well, during the budgeting process, I challenged the pollution control director, came to understand that he did not have all the resources needed to do an effective job. And so I was able to appropriate $1 million more into his budget so that he could acquire the necessary air monitoring equipment to do a better job in the east portions of Harris County. Unbeknownst that we would have an incredible fire that has now been known as the ITC fire that ended up releasing in an inordinate amount of carcinogens in the air. But we didn't have, Judge Hidalgo had to assemble some resources in a patchwork fashion because we just didn't have the system in place. And so I was glad that I was ahead of the curve. I'm sad that these decisions were not made in the previous administration, but that's what elections are all about. It's to craft a future and move in a better direction. So those are, addressing our environment has been a big part of my work as of late, but also moving forward an agenda that I know that is very consistent with what you're doing at the chamber with your emerging leaders. I am building a strong education agenda, working from the pre-K level to middle school for middle school and high school after school programs that are focused on STEM type curriculums, as well as adult learning so that we can lift families out of poverty,
yes,
give them the certifications for trades that they need so they can earn more and then become a more effective part of our community. You know that, Dr. Murillo, I tell people that I wake up every single day knowing what I've got to work on, because here is a very quick profile of what is Precinct 2. Precinct 2 has amongst the lowest median income in all of Harris County. We have amongst the lowest homeownership rate in all of Harris County. We have amongst the lowest educational attainment rate at the high school level and the post-high school level. And then we have amongst the highest number of children and families without health insurance. And then we have amongst the highest rates of cancer amongst children and adults in all of Texas living in Precinct 2. So those are the priorities that I focus on. The community has long been neglected and underrepresented. I'm not going to let that happen anymore. So I'm, in this past meeting this week, I have moved forward to help address some of these issues, like Harris County's first ever land trust was my amendment to our county government. So we are now building a land trust program so that we can build more effectively long-term affordable housing for members in our community. And as it relates to the chamber, making sure that our subcontractors are respected and paid for a good job that's been done with our prime contractors. You know, when I came into office, Dr. Murillo, from January to May, I had received 9 different claims from attorneys representing small contractors, subcontractors from projects done in the county, 9 of them. And it totaled about $300,000 worth of unpaid fees that was owed to these firms. And when I asked some staff that was from the previous administration, why are we getting these claims? They were like, oh, it's just because you're a commissioner. They just send those, but it's no big deal. We never deal with them. Well, as my staff started to study and research this, we found that these were people who had done a job, part of a prime contract, but weren't paid. Simply, they just weren't paid. Well, now on Tuesdays this past week's Commissioner's Court meeting, I move to require the prime contractors to identify their subcontractors so that we can assure that there's prompt payment from the top of the ladder to the next rung of the process. So these are just a few of the things that we've been working on. I'm excited about it, but I want to move our business community forward because I think it creates opportunity in our community, but we also got to make sure that we're good neighbors to one another and that we're respecting those who are doing a good job. And if they're doing a good job, then let's pay them promptly so that they can grow as well.
Well, it's very evident, Commissioner, that you and your team are out there very passionate about making sure that every person in the county has an opportunity, whether it's to get educated, to have a business, to succeed. It is evident in terms of the level of commitment you have, being out there, engaging, asking the right questions. I know you've been up to Washington representing us. You've been out in the neighborhoods. And so for that and so much more, we thank you. We have to all work together to make sure that, as you said, everyone has that opportunity, and especially some of the areas where they have been neglected. And that particular area, that precinct has been neglected in so many ways, especially something such as air pollution because of all of the different chemicals and companies that are out there. We want them to do well, but we want to make sure our community is safe and protected. The leadership that you and your fellow commissioners and Judge Hidalgo showed during this tragic, tragic incident was commendable and I think gave us all the comfort of knowing that you all were on top of it. You were asking the right questions. You were making sure that those responsible were held accountable. And all along the way, you guys have been serving. And so we're so glad that you are back in the political arena fighting on behalf of Harris County residents and that you make us proud every day. We are so proud to call you a friend and a colleague and an ally here in Harris County.
Well, I'm honored. Thank you for that. And I'll just tell you that the work is just beginning because I know that you've been you mentioned it at your last luncheon, and that is the census.
Yes.
This is extremely critical for our area. And if we don't get this census right, we could lose billions of dollars that can better serve our region and our community. And so I'm working very, very aggressively on this. Because if there's ever a census, and every census is important, but if there's one that is critical to get right, it's this one. With all of the political overtones that are circulating around this census count, the president trying to push a question about citizenship status on the survey, the focus of ICE and building a wall and creating these divisions in our community. This census is critical because I think so many people have been pushed underground for the sheer sense of survival, and we have to make sure that every individual is counted. So I'll be focused on that very, very aggressively, and I know that the chamber will be as well. So I look forward to partnering with you to make sure we get this census count done right.
Absolutely. Very important. And we, as a matter of fact, our next guest is going to be talking about the census. And the guest before you was talking about the census. And at every opportunity we have, we're talking about it. And you're absolutely right. We need to make sure everyone is counted and that everyone understands that this benefits all of us. So it's only upside to do it. Again, we thank you for your leadership. Our regards to your colleagues. And we'll see you real soon.
Very good. Thank you, Doctora.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.